This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A court in Myanmar postponed its verdict on Tuesday in the trial of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi to allow testimony from an additional witness. The court agreed with a defense motion that it allow a doctor who had previously been unable to come to court to add his testimony, this according to a legal official. The verdict would be the first for the 76-year-old Nobel laureate since the army seized power on February 1st, arresting her and blocking her National League for Democracy party from starting a second term in office. She also faces trials on a series of other charges, including corruption, that could send her to prison for dozens of years if convicted. The court was to deliver a verdict on Tuesday on charges of incitement and violating coronavirus restrictions. The judge adjourned the proceedings until December 6th. The cases are widely seen as contrived to discredit Suu Kyi and keep her from running in the next election. The Constitution bars anyone sentenced to prison from holding high office or becoming a lawmaker. The Caribbean island of Barbados has become the world's newest republic, severing its colonial bonds with Great Britain. Britain's Prince Charles, the likely successor to Queen Elizabeth, attended the midnight ceremony in which the British flag was lowered and a new Republic of Barbados declared. After a display of Barbadian dance and music and speeches celebrating the end of colonialism, Sandra Mason was sworn in as Barbados' first president. Barbados has been tied to England since an English ship claimed it for King James I in 1625.